Welcome, everybody, to another great podcast from the Crystal River Church of God. Whether you're on your way to work, on your lunch break, or even taking a jog, our prayer for you is that this helps you to find focus for living. We truly hope you enjoy this message live from CRCOG.
I'm going to use one verse of Scripture, but I'll talk a little bit about the story of what I'm about to say. In Acts chapter 27, the Bible illustrates a story. It wasn't a fable, it's a true story, of when they were going to take Paul to stand trial. And Paul said, "I don't think we ought to go." And the captain of the ship said, "You don't know what you're talking about. We are the ones that are going to take you, so you just shut up and be quiet and sit there, and we're going to take you to Rome." Thank you, musicians. "And we're going to take you to Rome, and you're going to stand trial there." And in the process of them taking him, there's this storm that arose. The writer of Acts called it a Euroclydon, which is a horrible storm that eventually shipwrecked them. But here's what Paul said to the people as they were throwing stuff off the ship trying to get it. Paul said, "The Lord spoke to me, and that none of us shall perish, but the ship will perish, but we're going to be all right." Now, in 2020, I don't know of a better verse that we could hold on to, that everything that can be shaken will be shaken, and everything that we put our trust in will be shaken, and the things that you put your trust in other than God might be done away with and might be destroyed, but you shall make it. Oh my God, somebody hear me. And so chapter 27, verse 44, just simply says, "And the rest, some on boards and some on broken pieces of the ship, and so it came to pass that they all escaped, all safe to land." Hallelujah. I'm hanging on to that. I'm looking forward to 2021. I'm so ready to get out of 2020. My mama used to tell me, "I'll slap you in the next year." I wonder if she'll take me up on that, if I take her up on that. Just go ahead and slap me in the next year because I'm ready for it. 2020 has become a cuss word, right? If you want to just cuss now, you go, 2020. And everybody knows exactly what you're talking about. Because there is nothing regular and there is nothing normal about 2020. I don't ever want to live through another 2020. Come on, somebody. But here's what I want you to know. That, bless God, I don't want to live through it, but I have lived through it. And I'm still living. And I'm still kicking. And I'm still going. And the enemy has not stopped me. And the enemy has not stopped the church. And we're still moving forward. Well, glory. See, life has some unfortunate truths in it, which from a pure fleshly standpoint, we probably wish that it wasn't in there. It seems like living would be much easier if we just didn't have to face certain realities of life that comes to us. But they do come. Sister Althea, I was asking Althea, and she's just a couple of years older than me. I know she don't look like it, but she's a couple of years older. And I said, "I heard you lost your voice." I said, "What from?" She goes, "I don't know. I guess just old age." I said, "Come on, girl. We've been using these voices for a while." Amen? And sometimes, listen, I'm going to tell y'all right now. You folks in your 30s, in your 40s, especially you teenagers, getting old is not for sissies. You got to be strong to get old. You got to know what you're getting into. Amen. Well, I climbed on my bike. I thought about you, Popeye and Gypsy. I woke up in Virginia on Friday morning, and I laid my head in Crystal River on Friday night. 700 miles, 11 and a half hours on my bike. And I said, "What else you got? Come on. I'm about to be double nickel." I said, "What else you got? Come on, bro. I got you." Anyway, let me move on. I feel a little frisky today. But when you go through things like what you've been through this year and what I've been through this year, it doesn't mean that you have sinned necessarily. It just means that you are breathing. Now, sin would bring some things on us that we shouldn't, that we don't want. The Bible says the way of a transgressor is hard. Amen. You know, my brother, not the one that went on with me, but one of my brothers drank and drove about 20 years ago, and he's been paralyzed from his ankles down. He can't walk. And so that is the result of sin. Right? You can't blame. What did God? No. God didn't do that. That's just the result of sin, bro. And so sin does bring some things on us, but sometimes you don't have to do anything except for breathe. Paul was doing the things that God called him to do and found himself on this ship in the middle of a storm doing what God will. If you'll do what God wants you to do, you won't ever go through stuff. No, that is not biblical. If somebody's telling you that, tell them you a lie and the truth ain't in you. Because now I admit that this year has brought challenges to all of us that we've never faced. I don't know if anybody's ever lived through a pandemic. I mean, I don't know how old you got to be to go through the last pandemic. How about it, Popeye? Was it? Yeah, so I don't think anybody else is older. How old is Popeye? 106? No, I'm just kidding. He's like 80. But the truth is, it's not only the storms of life. I mean, I don't remember a time in history where we used all the alphabets for the storm system and went into the Greek alphabet. I mean, and not only went into the Greek alphabet, but went deep into the alphabet. So I don't know where we have been. However, some folks have been hit harder than others. Some of you have been isolated since March, and you haven't been to the house of God, and I understand, I'm not condemning that. I'm just telling you that don't let the devil legitimize why you're staying out of the house of God, because you need to be around some people who will love on you and will help you and pray for you and bring you up. Don't let the devil keep you in that dilapidated state, because the devil wants to isolate you and work on you, but I bind him in the name of Jesus. Get up in your spirit. Get up off that couch and begin to worship God right now, that you might have been through something, but you're still moving and you're still going. You see, we got to recognize, man, that it's the storms that we have to go through as individuals that are worse than the storms that we've went through collectively. Because as you go through these storms, this pandemic, you've had other storms that you've had to deal with that nobody else could deal with but you. You've had financial issues. You've had marital issues. You know, the divorce rate is up because of the pandemic. Why? Because you got to spend time with each other now. You can't just go out with the guys. But you ought not be going out with the guys all the time anyway, especially if you're a girl. But anyway, let me move on. Let me move on. The truth is, I don't know about you, but I have faced personal stings of betrayal. Come on, somebody. I have walked through those painful moments, the dark valleys that you will see, the seasons of hurt, and you will deal with broken promises, and you deal with here the devastating diagnosis, and you will you become battle wounded spirits, and it cost you more than you realize because you went through that storm. And some went through the storm and you come out on the other side and you said, I'm all right. But some have come out on the other side and said, I don't know if I'm okay. And that's okay, because we've all been through some things. We've all been through some storms. They're quite simply a part of life due to the fallen man. But let me tell you, point number one is simply this. Real life has a component of pain. Real life has a component of pain. If you've never felt pain, then you don't know what it is to live through the pain. If you've never felt the sting of betrayal, you don't know what it feels like when somebody stays loyal. If you've never went through the sting of somebody betraying your trust, then you don't know. See, the reality is that all of us are going to experience those aspects of life. I don't care how much faith you've got. I don't care how much you're up. You're just going to experience those things in life. And especially right now. Because some of us here today, and we've all been through it to an extent by this pandemic, that you're going through it right now. You're going through it right now, and the only person and the only people who don't know it are the people sitting around you. But you know what you deal with in your mind on a day-to-day basis. You know what it is to go to bed and fight to get to sleep, and go to get up and fight to get to work, and come to church and fight to get to work, and then fight to come to church and fight to go home from church. You know what it is to have that mental fight in your spirit. You could probably make a long list of things, of stuff that you have dealt with and are dealing with. There are many folks either listening to my voice in this place or watching online that are dealing with emotionally, that are hurting. Because even going through this season when we got to that season, many of us had to face devastating things in the midst of this pandemic by ourselves. Many of us have wrestled with disappointment, trials of our faith. I don't know, I canceled 2 vacations. 2? Well, I was just glad to get one. Well, bless your heart. I canceled 2. I had 1 scheduled, that didn't work out. I scheduled another, that didn't work out. And we went on this one. And if I let the devil, it would have messed this one up. On the third day, my stator went out on my bike, which means $500. Woo! And I could have said, well, I'm just going to turn around and go back. But I didn't. My brother hit a deer on his bike. Killed the deer. We skinned that joker. Had some backstrap. No, I'm just kidding. He didn't even wreck. Tell me that God ain't good. See, what you got to look at in the midst of 2020, in the midst of going through what you're going through, you got to thank God for the silver linings on the clouds. You got to look for them sometimes, and you got to say, God, I still give you praise, even though we're going through the midst of what we're in. I give you praise because I know you love me. And as long as you love me, and as long as you're with me, I can face anything that comes my way. You see, victory, sometimes if you're not careful, victory seems absent. Life seems dreary and sometimes pointless, and that's what the devil wants to do to your life. But moments when pain becomes our constant companion and our faithful tormentor. You ever been there? Where every day is a battle, every day is a fight. Until the thoughts that we never thought we would entertain become regular inhabitants in our mind, that if we're not careful, we'll do something stupid. Come on, somebody. What's the use? Throw in the towel. What's the use? Go get drunk. What's the use? Go back to your old lifestyle. What's the use? The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. We say things like, well, I might as well just quit. Or maybe it would be better if I hadn't started serving God. If God really called me, I think I would just go and do what and I would be whatever. No, you can't entertain thoughts like that. That's what the devil wants you to do. These thoughts begin to highlight in our mind. Am I the only one who have said during this pandemic? Now, wait a minute, preacher, you've preached. I know it. I've preached through my hurt. I've preached through my storms. I've preached through my isolation. Because that's what you got to do. When you're going through a storm, you just got to keep going. You just got to put one foot in front of the other. When you don't feel like getting up, get up. When you don't feel like singing, sing. When you don't feel like preaching, preach. When you don't feel like praying, pray. When you don't feel like doing the things that you know is going to bring you out, those are the things that you've got to do. Oh, I'm preaching better than you're amening. But am I the only one who's ever asked the question, where is God? I'm going to set somebody free right here. Where is God? God, where are you? I need to see you. And sometimes you don't see him, and sometimes you don't feel him, but that's when you got to trust him. When you don't see him and you don't feel him is when you got to trust him. I'm asking you to right now to let your guard down a little bit. I'm asking you to put it down just enough. I know that we've had to be tough, but I'm asking you for just a moment to listen to what I'm saying and let your guard down. Let Jesus come in. Well, wait, I'm saved. I didn't say you wasn't saved. I'm saying as Christians, we've had this fight. You know, I'm a warrior, man. I know it. I'm a warrior. I've always been one. I'm going to fight. You know, not that I start it, but bless God, I'm going to finish it. Oh, come, devil, you start. All right, it's on. It's on like donkey, but come. It's on. But the reality is some of us have had shattered dreams, and some are just so worried that it feels like you can't even get up another day. Am I talking to anybody? You get up because you know you need your job, so you get up. And life just becomes dreary. Life just becomes overwhelming. Life just becomes, I'm not sure that I can take it. I want to tell you that I understand your pain. I understand where you're at. I understand what your pain, but Jesus understands it even more than I do. And some of you are just at that point that I understand your pain, and it's easier sometimes just to ignore the pain and look the other way. But there comes a time that the pain will have to be dealt with, and it has to be handled. Which brings me to the title of this message this morning is the second point of this message. Only survivors hurt. Only survivors hurt. You know, there was a story where this message came from. An 82-year-old preacher by the name of Gerald Hamlet. He was driving his wife home from the doctor's visit about 45 minutes away from his home. And he was on a four-lane highway, a divided highway. And we don't know exactly what happened, if they blacked out or if he fell. But he crossed the median, went into oncoming traffic, and the embankment across the ditch, through a fence, stopped out in a farmer's field on the other side. Now, God was good to them because they didn't hit another car. They didn't hit another tree or anything. But you have to imagine the ride that this elderly couple, by throwing them around with the seatbelt, squeezing them and bruising them, and the car wound up upside down. And one of his minister's friends called him the next day to check on him and encourage him. And when he asked him, he said, "How are you doing?" He said, "Well, you know, when you're old, as I am, you don't bounce back as quick as you do like other times." And this 82-year-old preacher made a statement to the man on the other end of the line that changed his life. Here's what he said. He said, "Well, we're pretty beat up. Yes, and we're pretty bruised up. And yes, we're hurting pretty bad today." But he said, "Only survivors hurt." My God, I want somebody to get some encouragement. I feel beat up, Pastor. All right. I feel bruised. I feel I barely can make it. But only survivors hurt. It didn't kill you. It didn't take you out. He said, "I may be hurting, but my pain says it didn't kill me." My God, somebody hear me. You ever been through surgery? And the recovery is worse than the surgery. Because the surgery, you're asleep. I wonder if they could put me to sleep to give me physical therapy. Just work me out. When I wake up, I'm just sore. Come on. I've had one surgery in my life, and when they were putting me under, they said, "Sir, are you allergic to anything?" I said, "Yes, pain. So give me plenty of drugs." "Pastor, you're a pastor." I said, "Yep, give it to me. I don't care what it is. This is addictive. Give it to me. I don't even care. Because I don't want to feel pain." The doctor said, "Stay ahead of the pain." I said, "Trust me, I will. I've been overdosed on this stuff. I ain't gonna feel no pain." One of the doctors said, "You have a high tolerance of pain." I said, "Because I got a lot of good drugs. That's why. Bless God. Hallelujah." But understand what I'm saying? I mean, as long as you're hurting, It's not over. It's not over. I still have a future. Man, there's an old song I wish I could remember. Hang on. All I remember is this. I still have a future. God's not through with me. I still have my tomorrow. Just you wait and see. My God. I still have a future. Just you wait and see. I still have a tomorrow. Just you wait and see. I still got a future. I'm still here. Would you just look at somebody and say, I'm still here. I'm not what I used to be. I'm not quite as good as what I like that one country song. I ain't going to sing, but I like that one country song. I'm not as good as I used to be, but I'm as good as I ever was once. Something like that. Yeah, whatever he said. I may be hurting, but my pain says it didn't kill me. It's not over. Pain says it's not as bad as it could have been. It might hurt, but it's not over. I just want somebody to realize that your pain is becoming your testimony. And they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. You think your testimony is, God's been so good that I ain't never been through anything. No, your testimony is, I've been to hell and back, but I'm back. I've been to death's door, but here I stand, still praising God, still glorifying Jesus. I may be hurting, but it ain't over. Only survivors hurt. See, I need a survivor. I need a survivor to confuse hell right now. I need a survivor to say, guess what? I need a survivor to stand on your feet and say, guess what? I may be hurting, but I'm still here. I may be in through some stuff, but I'm here. Come on, just give a moment. Just give a moment of worship and a moment of praise. I've been through some stuff. I've been through some stuff, but I'm here. Hey, only survivors hurt, and my pain tells me I survived. Glory. I need somebody to look the devil right in the face and say, na 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 na, devil, I'm still here. You can be seated. There are some of you that have been through things in the last season and experienced loss like you've never thought you'd experience. Am I talking to anybody? I never dreamed I'd go through some of the things I've been through. Some of you have been hurting so bad emotionally that you have to have thoughts that you know you shouldn't not entertain. There are many who have been through some things that nobody knows because you won't even share them because they're your darkest hurts. Because when it really hurts, you don't tell anybody. How many people? How many times you just grin and bear it? How you doing? Well, praise God, I'm too blessed to be stressed. You know, you say those cliches, you know, that Christians come to seem like they expect. I mean, you know, because if everybody, when they ask you, how you doing? Well, let me just sit down. Bro, I ain't got that much time, bro. I know you might be hurting, but that just means that the devil didn't win. I know you may be lonely. I know you may be scared, bleeding, but You need to see the testimony in that. That hell comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But he failed. I want you to hear me. The devil came to kill, steal, and destroy, but he failed. He failed. You're still here. You're still living. Pain walks in tandem with faith. And he may have hurt you, but you survived. Pain is the companion of hope. Pain resides with courage. And can I tell you that pain walks in tandem with faith, because as long as you're walking, you got faith that you're going to get better. God ain't done with me. God ain't done with me. God ain't done with me. Because pain says, congratulations, you made it. It didn't say it's fine. It just says, congratulations, you made it. Point number three is this. Some things you just have to survive. You just got to survive it, man. Well, I need 7 steps on how to get through this. No, you just need to know how to survive it. And sometimes surviving means outlasting. How many, I ain't trying to give the devil no due, but how many's ever won a battle or won a fight because you just outlasted them? I'm telling you right now, I used to be a scrapper. And I'm telling you right now, I'm as good as I ever was for 30 seconds. But if I can't whoop you in 30 seconds, I'm pretty much done. We're going to need a timeout, and I'm going to need some oxygen and a sandwich. Come on, anybody know what I'm talking about? Come on, some of you old scrappers. I remember when I used to play racquetball, and I played with a guy that was 10 years older than me. And I would always win the 4th and 5th game. Why? I outlasted that old joker. That's why. First, he was, whoo. But by the 3rd, 4th game, he was, and I would say, whoo. Some things you don't have to overpower. Some things you just got to last. I've preached this so many times, but one of my favorite movies is Rocky V. When the young buck, what was his name? Tommy. When old Tommy done whooped old Sylvester and was walking away like he won, but the old dog got up. Hey, Tommy. I ain't heard no bell. Man, that's my survivor cry. That's my survivor cry. When the devil thinks I'm done, and I get back up and I go, hey, devil, I ain't heard no bell. And if you remember the movie, Tommy said, and ran back over there and started whooping him again. And he got a few more licks in, but then he got tired. And then old Rocky. Started rocking his world. And that's what you got to do, man. You got to say, devil, I ain't heard no bell. And the Holy Ghost comes on you and gives you strength. And you begin to move and you begin to weave and you begin to hit back and you survive. And the rest, some on boards. And on broken pieces of ship. And so it came to pass that they all escaped safe to the land. A little worse for the wear, but they all escaped. You thought you were going to get through this thing called life without bruises? Without a bloody lip? What? That's called a massacre. A war is when they shoot and you shoot back. A war is when you get hit and you hit back. You thought you were just going to, because greater is he that's in me. We quote the scripture, no weapon formed against us shall prosper, but it can be formed. And it will whip you sometimes until you decide, I ain't giving up or giving in. Here I am, devil. I ain't heard no bell. Bring it. Is that all you got? You should have killed me when you had me down. You should have took me out when you tried. Come on, somebody. I'm not going to give up. See, some things you just have to survive. I'm convinced that there are people here today that God wants to connect your life to something that is part of your destiny. And the devil tried to stop you before you could ever get to your destiny part. And something great, something deeper than just church. You know, I'd like to give you the question, does God have a right to allow your boat to fall apart so that he can connect you with people that you would have never connected with? Woo! God wants to connect you. There's some folks, if your boat had not have fell apart, some of you would not be in the house of God today if your boat had not have fallen apart. And sometimes your boat gets to doing good. You get that big 250 Evinrude or 250 Suzuki and you begin to roll. And then all of a sudden you hit a sandbar or you hit an oyster bar, blow up your lower unit. Next thing you know, you're back in the house of God. Come on, somebody. And I'm praying that if you're missing church to go fishing, I know for a fact if you go to church first, you catch more fish. If you want to drown, if you will hold on and not get angry, if you'll not get frustrated, he will connect you to something greater than what you currently possess. Paul came in on some boards, on some broken pieces of the ship. He got into there. They began to build a fire. Some of you know the story. There was a snake that come out of the fire and bit old Saul, and he just shook it off back in the fire. And then everybody went, oh, this must be a god. Listen. Nobody gets to interview the non-survivors. Did you hear me? Nobody gets to interview the non-survivors. We see this as Job is minding his own business and God allowed the boat to be fragmented by a storm of life. Riches taken away, family taken away. But he gave him a deeper revelation. I don't know what venom has poisoned your future. And I don't know what viper has latched onto your spirit. But today is a good day to shake that joker off. Shake it off and say, I will not be hijacked by the enemy. I know what storm has drawn you relentlessly. And I've got a pretty good idea because we've all been through some of the same things. But I want you to know that you may be hurting, but you survived. This storm, Paul was caught, was so bad in verse 15. It says, it was so bad that they just let the wind drive the ship. And in storms, sometimes you can't determine the destination or the way. Sometimes you just got to let it drive. And God, here I am. But when the clouds part and the sun shines, I'm still going to be standing holding your hand. Hear me, somebody. In some storms, you can't determine the direction. The greatest testimony is I survived. What have you survived? What have you been through? What have you survived? I mean, one of the greatest testimonies my wife has is that she survived being married to me. She survived. What's your testimony? I survived. What? And don't get offended. But what hell have you been through that you survived? What storm have you been through that you survived? The storm that requires tying your boat together. Isn't it amazing that when you think that which should be stable breaks apart? You thought you had it tied to the right stuff, but it broke apart. Had it not been for a word from God saying, you will make it but the ship won't. You're going to make it. Just because the thing you were counting on breaks apart doesn't mean that you have to break apart. Listen to me closely. I bind the devil in the name of Jesus. And especially if I'm your pastor. But if your pastor breaks apart, that don't mean you got to break apart. I bind the devil in the name of Jesus. That's why I took a couple of weeks so I could just get my mind right, my spirit rested. I had some people calling me and trying to text me, and I go, I'm not taking any calls right now. But I need you. You need somebody else right now, because I need me right now. Are you listening to me? Sometimes you got to take care of it. The thing that breaks apart, that, well, oh, Pastor, I had my hope. I remember one of my brothers, when Jimmy Swaggart, so those of you who have been serving God a long time, Jimmy Swaggart fell. One of my brothers come in, oh, Ronnie, what are we going to do? Jimmy Swaggart fell. I go, well, he ain't Jesus. I'm going to be fine. Did Jesus fall? No, I'm good then. See, that's what happens, though, when you put your trust in stuff that can fail. You got to put your trust in Jesus. Jesus will never fail you. He has never given up. Maybe we're focused on the winds of broken marriages. Perhaps much focus has been placed on what you lost. Well, I lost this. I lost that. You know, listen, I'm not going to say this. I probably won't even say this in the 11 o'clock service because my wife is the one being here, and it hit her hard. But my oldest daughter got married during this pandemic, and we could only have 10 people. Do you know how many friends I got that wanted to come? How many friends they got? But what I look at is not that she didn't have the wedding of her dreams. It's what I look at. She got the man of her dreams. They love each other. They love God. They're serving Jesus. Matter of fact, they're going to be in the 11 o'clock service, so I probably can't use this. I might. I don't know. I get in trouble all the time. So again, my wife has survived being married to me. But I'm just saying, you look on the stuff, the good things, right? So maybe we focused on what we've lost. Maybe you've focused on broken finances and the job you used to have. You need to stop today and say, Lord, I thank you for what's left. I thank you for the pain that means I'm still alive. I thank you, Lord. I'm not exactly who I thought I would be right now. I don't have what I thought I would have, but I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still in the house of God. I have to say thank you, Jesus. And if you are a survivor, you need to shout hallelujah. I'm here. Come on, stand to your feet in this place. Stop worrying about what you lost. Stop being frustrated about what you don't have. If God needed what you lost to bless you, you'd still have it. Sometimes, though in a storm, we have no choice but to let them drive and survive. And somebody needs to look at the devil and say, I'm not dead yet. Musicians, come back, help me. I'm not dead yet. And here's the last thing I'm going to say. Only survivors last. Only survivors hurt.
Thank you again for listening to this message. We pray that it has inspired you like never before. For more information about Crystal River Church of God, how to give, or even our upcoming events, be sure to check us out at crystalrivercog.com. You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Be sure to like and subscribe to this podcast, and we will see you next week here at CRCOG.